Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show number one. So welcome to the show.
Hey. Woo! This week I realized willpower. I had a whole new respect for anybody that gets off anything. God, fuck. Whatever you're off of, I swear to God, it reminds me. All you have to do is try to stop doing anything, and then you can't. And then imagine it's heroin or liquor, alcohol. You know, whatever it is. LSD, baby. Seriously, I've just been eating a lot. And I'll tell myself, you know, and night after night, you don't need to go get, you know, the last ice cream from the freezer. I'll eat all eight. All eight. I got eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I ate 8 Pop-Tarts the other night at 11:30. And I tell myself, no, you don't like the way you feel when you sleep. But it's like, fuck. Now imagine that. I get it. And then I'm like, what the fuck? So, you know what? Good for you. Good for you in the most genuine way I can possibly throw love your way, and fuck, you are a superhero, and I'm sure the people around you fucking appreciate it like you have no idea. So I'm proud of you, I really am. Just don't fucking, it's no going back. Fuck that shit, fuck it. And it's gonna get better and better. I know we're in shitty times right now, but I'm seriously, it's gonna get good. The worse it gets, the better it can get. I believe that. All right, who am I? Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. So, I'm excited to have guests back. I did learn I have to turn the music up on the music up. Because I'm just picking it up under a secondary speaker. So I have to mic it better. I thought, when I listened back to the show, I thought the music should be louder. But I thought we sound Nice. I'm waiting to get the lav mics in. But right now I have everybody on boom mics. So you can like sit back. You don't have to like lean up to a table, to a mic. So you can like, you know, lean all the way back in your chair, on the sofa, wherever the guest is sitting. So it's very comfortable out there. It's a whole different thing. So Cameron Gavinsky and Jack Hackett. And let me tell you something about having guests back in the pod, you know, out on the patio. It's just an overhang. It's just perfect. It seems like it's indoors, but it's not at all. It just has an overhang, so it, you know, but it's still outside. And it's the energy. Not only will they hear guests, but once they leave, if somebody leaves, you know, Tuesday night they come, they do the podcast, and then they're gone. Their energy is still here, and I don't mean memories, whatever you want to call it, like realistic, you know. Oh, so it's really good to have new energy in the house. You know, I mean, how long can my girlfriend's brother keep me laughing? No, it is. It's really nice. So not only do I appreciate, well, we're here having so much fun. Next week, it's Rory Scovel, and I'm just going to try to get one guest at a time and just, you know, start getting guests in here. And then one night I'll do it out there by myself. Would I be scared? In the dark? Outside? I'd have to do it so early. Like, I have to hear there's people up. Like, I hear the people that live across the street. I hear the people next to me. Just noises, even if they're in their house. But I could never go out there. I'd be too scared. I'm a chicken. Bark, 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 bark. So it was a lot of fun. I hope it came across, because it really was a lot of fun. And like I said, the music, it needs to be like, you know, when I play, especially when I play like a long chunk of it, if it's just a little intro, who cares? But when I'm letting it breathe for 3 minutes and I want you to, you know, I'd rather you have to turn it down, because you're never going to turn it up loud enough. I say turn it up when we play music, turn it up. And then when it gets a little too loud, then bring it back down. That's how you know. No, there can be too loud, but fuck. Woo, what am I even talking about? All right, listen, enjoy the show. Oh no, you know what I thought I did? I went, are you shitting me? I thought the phone went dead. That's what I would have said. So enjoy the show, and that's it. Applesauce, it's better than you think. Put it in the freezer for 10 minutes. Here's the show.
It's a good show.
Wow. Wow, look at that. Well, folks, let me set we are in my backyard in the new space. Cameron Kavinsky. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Close enough.
No, get don't be embarrassed.
I think you said Kavinsky, but it's Gavinsky. You wrote it Gavinsky. Right on that board. You wrote
Gavinsky. You know what? Start over. No, don't start over, right?
No.
That's
no.
The thing. You got to take
live,
the journey.
It's fresh.
Yes, we don't. Right. So, Cameron Kavinsky.
Yeah.
Gavinsky. It's a great name. And then Jack Hackett.
Not as good as a name.
Jack Hackett is another great name. Jack Hackett. That sounds fake.
Wait, you're not going to
technically
him? You let
it's
me correct
Hackay. Hackay.
Yeah.
No, it is.
No, it's not. Nah, I'm full of it.
Well, there is true, like, it's that Brian Regan joke, but it's like, for me, in my life, it's scary. Craig Gregg. I don't think anyone ever puts all these together, but there's like eight of them. Craig Gregg, Carolyn Caroline. That's a very famous one.
Yeah,
God
yeah,
forbid.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And we'll end with the Brian Regan joke about that. So Craig Gregg, Carolyn Caroline. Oh, there's some others. Jason Justin.
Yeah.
You think that's squeezing it in, or you think that's fair? Jason Justin, or give me some others.
It's on the edge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, Madeline Madeline was good.
Laura.
Right, right. Okay, yeah, so yeah, you're...
Layla, Leela.
Hey, watch your
Lila.
Mouth.
There's a Lila? Ah, crud.
You know Brian Regan's bit about that?
Epitome of hyperbole?
No. What?
I think it's the name of his special. He says, instead of epitome of hyperbole, he says epitome of hyperbole.
Brian Regan does that?
Yeah, I think it's a special name, yeah.
Wow. Does he have a joke about that?
Probably.
Because if Aristotle was good and paid attention right there, he would drop in the bit, and then we'd talk on the other side of it. Wow. Look
wow,
at
that.
I guess he is good after all.
He is good. Wow.
It is a bit for sure.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Look at Aristotle.
I'm going to give
Aristotle
$5.
How does he do that?
I don't
can't
know.
Believe him.
$6.
I mean, no,
seven. Can I hear seven?
Aristotle,
seven.
He just does it. I mean, every week. It's
every
just
week.
Like,
it's every
it's,
week.
He just
he's
comes
just
in. He
somehow figures out
how he does
exactly
it.
What
I mean,
to do right when we tell him to do it.
It's not as easy as you think. I mean, he has to edit it. He has to go get the clip.
Yeah, he's
got to
find it. He's
got to
hunt it down. He's got to use a search engine.
Got to put yeah. it in, and then everybody, you know, he has
like a,
other
he's
podcasts.
Really good at it,
it's not
you know.
He's like,
good,
you know, he has one
he's
podcast.
What I can say
there's,
is, like,
he's probably
he's a stand-up guy.
If I'm gonna be honest, it's kind of like a hard
has
thing
to
do,
you know.
It
so
is difficult,
and he remembers,
he's the only
and it's
one
really
he can
you know,
do
you know what he does is really interesting because it's very interesting.
There's
an art form.
It's very interesting what he
very
does.
Interesting.
So he'll have to go to one house and do the podcast, and then he'll go to the island.
Oh.
Can I tell you a little something?
What the hell?
We're
going
to get to the show. That is what the band uses on the road. We made like 15 generic ones to beef up.
That's hilarious.
Like if I do a joke and I go, oh, it's not funny, but it's interesting. Well, three guys are doing it for real, but then this is with them. It's
that's
like a track.
Oh. That is interesting.
Yeah, it's a track. Like if I go, guys, is that joke funny? Funny, right? I'm funny. He's funny. Sure, Todd's funny.
I
now
thought
you
that
two
was
do
my
it.
Voice.
Yeah, dude,
you
I thought
three
you,
do
you
it.
Were repeating
I thought you
what
were
we
sampling
did.
Our voices. Yeah.
By the way, they become the mumbles on the road become anything. Like if I go, Jack, everyone was talking the other day about how good your hair looked. Oh, people were talking. Yeah, his hair looks really good. Yeah. Well, I saw Jack's hair. No, I pressed
that's
the wrong
not
one.
My voice?
I pressed the wrong one.
That sounds like my voice, doesn't it?
That sounds like me and you. I'm going the
oh,
and you do the
oh, interesting.
Yeah. That does sound like us.
I just got five when I had the whole band in the barn. I got them all. I go, you know what, guys? Give me some generic mumbles, and we're going to chop them up. And I was like, look at this. I would be like, look at this guy in the audience, you know, or look at this couple. Aren't they cute? I do that a lot. So I had the band go, oh, cute. Oh, very cute. Oh, cute. Sure, cute. So anyway, that's enough. I have an order in my head, and I'm still on track. This is the cold opening, which is just amazing that this is a cold opening. And this isn't the actual show. What you do in the podcast world, you can always tell when I'm stalling. Hold on. I don't have to stall. Why do I? You know what the worst?
Cold open's all about stalling?
This cold opening is to create.
Jot that down, Jack.
All about
stalling.
It's stalling with one L or two L's.
Feel like I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. Oh,
he's stalling.
Doing
he's
the thing. He's stalling.
It's the one L stall.
So
genius at work.
So this is the cold opening. I set the scene. You guys are here. I couldn't be thrilled. I like to explain to the listener. I have a better show if I go through every detail of what's going on. Number one, I'm always excited to have people here. But obviously, when you don't have people at your house that much, I'm fucking very excited.
Pumped.
And you're doing a podcast. And you're hanging out. And it's fun. So, there's not like there's people here all the time. Meanwhile, there's people here every night. This place is a disease festival.
Generic party mumbles.
Oh, yeah. See, I can't go to that.
Oh,
once
we quiet those people down. We're recording right now. Guys. Hey.
Oh, sorry about that, man.
Hey.
Oh, sure. Oh,
he's
yeah,
telling
yeah,
people
oh,
no
yeah.
one's here. He's
oh, really? Oh, okay. I'll tell the other 20 inside.
He's saying there's only three. Just keep it down.
Okay, you guys.
Can I tell you something? You guys can do an impersonation of it. Sometimes when I wouldn't have at least one person in the band has to be really vocal. Now when John's there, he's going to nail it.
Right.
The other two can just fill in.
Right.
And now but sometimes none of them, like there'd be nights where none of them were doing it, and I affectionately had to go, guys, one of you. So there'd be three guys. I'm not kidding you. Whatever bit I did, I said, look, if one guy, two guys get it, you don't know what to say. Just mumble. Go, oh yeah, sure. Oh, that's great. Some nights, picture three guys. May pretend I say something, and then we'll all do it. Here's what they would do. Nobody say anything. Just mumble. It has to be some. So I would go like, yeah, recently, I'll just give a generic one. I flew first class, and I was like, that's not going to work, guys. Yeah. Anyway, here we go. So we're here. Now we start. And let's go. Here we go. Wow. I got some rattles over there if you guys want to. By the way, hold on. I want to tell you guys, I talked to my doctor. This is the truth. I don't say to George Carlin anymore, we switched to truth. It takes less time. You know, once you establish it, yeah, there's that switchover period, but now...
Why did George Carlin just get canceled or something?
No, I love George Carlin. It's just
what
too
happened?
Much.
Did he die?
In my life. You know
what?
Who I got
to
go
we're
see?
We're
going
to talk to you after
what?
The podcast.
What?
No, he's good.
No, okay. He's great. I'm going to see George Carlin as soon as the pandemic's over.
We don't, I hope he makes it.
Me and Jack, we don't want to deal with trauma, so we're like, oh yeah, he's fine. We don't want to be the one. He'll find out without us around.
He's at a farm upstate. It's
yeah, he's
good.
At a farm.
Oh, yeah?
By the way, my parents did have two dogs, and I have a feeling, and I'm truth. I'm gonna ask my mom. I remembered it the other day while talking to my brother. I go, remember like there were Tiska and this other dog, and that was the situation. Now,
how come the other dog doesn't get a name?
Tiska, because I forget the other one that we had. Okay. That like it
Tiska
mysteriously had to get a home. But I knew Tiska bit. We loved her to death, but she bit. Now, in hindsight, my parents might have had to put her to sleep. And that's hard to tell a kid because she's loving them, but she has, you know, you don't want to have her. So anyway, enough with that. So... now the
is that what happened to George
why
Carlin?
Why did I stop?
Can I be honest? I don't think that it's shorter than George Carlin. To George Carlin.
Oh, it is.
No, true.
No, I'll tell you.
To George Carlin.
Yeah, you say truth for a really long time.
It's longer. I don't see what time you're saving.
You know where it really took time? On the road, the podcast listeners, it's established. But on the road, I started to like to have that safe word the same at the podcast studio. Like, in the middle of all the absurdity, sometimes for the audience to get the next bit, they have to believe the premise. So you just go truth. And if you never break that promise, so you can go absurd as you want with them, but in the event, because I notice, I go, why aren't they laughing at that? Because they don't believe you. Mm. So you say truth.
So
say
you
George
lie to your
Carlin,
audience.
To say to George, what?
You lie to your audience?
Yeah. I lie to everybody.
I know.
I'm lying to you
know.
Right now. I don't even lie. And I just said it so I'll seem cool. Because I don't want you and Jack. Oh, my God. I didn't even see this. Holy shit. Okay. So this is... guys, so I can explain it. Are these our jackets for the gang we started?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are these real leather?
Dude, yeah. We're not doing that vegan leather stuff.
And
yeah.
how many people are in the gang so far?
5 to 6.
Five?
Including us. Including us three.
Okay,
including
so
us.
Who else?
Well, we don't know who's alive anymore.
Well, George Carlin's an honorary member, obviously.
Right.
Obviously. Hey, Jack, I want to tell you the truth. George, we lied. We don't really have tickets to go see George Carlin.
What?
Yeah, but we'd
because
like to.
Because he's dead.
No, but we'd like to. We'd like
dead
to.
Tired. Dead tired.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so hold on. I stopped the song for a reason. I'm going
to
remember.
You talk about your dogs.
Oh.
And then you went
to
go to a farm.
Because I said, so I think there were two dogs we had that my parents put in a farm. So I think it meant they put to sleep. And I'm going to talk to my mom, and I have a good feeling I'm going to be right. So
this
that's
happened because
the,
you're talking about, I swear to the truth.
Oh, I said truth because that sounds absurd. That sounds so absurd. Wait, is he serious? Is he really going to call his mom? Yeah, like I was talking to my brother Michael the other day on the phone, and we go, what, remember Tiska and that other dog? And they go... And now, like, years later, sometimes you have come to realizations in your 20. Yeah. Sometimes it could be literally so many years later, and you're like, oh, Mom, and you ask a question. Like I remember my grandmother, every time we came in the house, would squeeze my face and go, oh, you're so ugly. And I remember, I know this, to tell this story, I also have to tell you something that you could go, oh, wow, excuse me, Todd, you're so great looking. But I remember... We'd all get in, and whatever number, she would squeeze my face. She'd go, oh, you're so ugly. And it was because I was the best-looking kid. Like, at that age, like, I was really good-looking. If I could have kept those looks. Oh. But,
do you have a picture?
But
all
I knew
it. All the priests in town were talking about you.
Oh, you know what? I have to do the intro, and then okay. I'm going to get to the board. Then we're going to mumble the fuck out of that bit all night. I like that you want to go to it, but I'd have to switch the board. So anyway, my point is I was drop-dead gorgeous, and I ended up hooking up with my grandmother. I know how to get everybody. So anyway, truth to the dog thing, but I don't know why I stopped the song to talk about a dog. Let's hear Todd Glass. Who knows, but guess what? Now we start the show. Wow. Oh, I remember. I went to the doctor. Remember? And I said,
yeah.
I didn't want to say the truth, so I was going to explain it. So I went to the doctor. Swear to God. This is a true story.
Truth.
No, not truth. Truth means truth. Truth means you're not lying.
Oh,
people
I
go
see.
Truth.
No, this is this is
yeah,
a
no,
lie.
This is
the story is not real.
Yeah, but well, it's the good thing about playing this game is it makes bits funny because you can say swear to God, and that's instilled in us that you're telling the truth and blatantly lie. You can go, I swear to God, this is true. Yeah. So even right now, I will tell you, I look into your eyes, I swear to fucking God, this is true. My doctor, I asked him, is it weird that I play jingles with my own name in them? I can't believe I fucking remembered. This is what I wanted to say. I go, is it weird to play jingles with my name on them? Because I started to get self-aware in the middle of, like, you know, you're like, how many jingles can you play with your name in it? He said it's totally normal. And that, I honestly, I swear to God, is the truth. He said it's abnormal not to. Swear to God. So now I can enjoy it. He goes, no, it's very normal. Very normal. Wow. Thank you. Oh, wow. It's fun. Oh!
Cam Kavinsky and Jack Hackett are here.
Woo!
Hey, Todd, you should learn your guest's name.
All right.
Think about Aristotle. What about Jack Hackett? He's here. Yeah, I left your name in there, you fuck. I know you're listening. Eric Olson, hit by a bus. Eric Calver is dead. Because they're dead. Aristotle's dead. And Eric Calvert, Tim Lillis, they're all dead. Jack Hackett is alive and here. He didn't die. And also Cam Kavinsky, you fucks.
Last two surviving guests.
The band fades out. Da-da-da-da.
Is that why you had us here? Because we're the only guests that are still alive.
Everybody is dead.
Everyone else is dead.
Man.
Wow.
Everybody. Why is this
coming at you from the apocalypse?
Can we take a moment of silence for all the people who have died? All right, that was good enough. Thank you.
Isn't it funny when you smoke pot how 60 seconds ago, in the middle of that song, to just say they're all dead, it seems so funny because it's so absurd, like in the middle of the song. Dead. Like, that's when I'm going to announce it. Now, I think it sounds cold. But that's my podcast.
Yeah.
I don't mean, I'm edgy. I'm edgy, baby.
Your edgelord in chief, Todd.
You can't
Glass.
See it because it's just audio, but right now we have like black and white photos on the wall of everyone.
Of all the dead people.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
They all got
this
one photo together.
This is the period in the podcast. It takes me that long. I don't know what the fuck I do. I don't know why I think I have to do it. But truth, now I'm here and just ready for whatever happens. But I have this thing, and I want to talk about this. I want to say this. I want to do that. And then I get to the point right now where I can just enjoy myself. Take a drink. I'm not in a hurry.
Mm.
We're just here having a good time.
Mm.
We're going to have what a night. Mm. Oh, pick it up. Oh, wow.
Those
That's
are jazz
You got
snaps.
A good memory. That was a Let's do that bit tonight. Like, you're the. Okay, well, here's the bit. One of the producers, like, it's a show that's on television, that
right.
type of show. I have a nobody on the set policy.
Right.
One of the executive producers wants to sit in on the show. And you can't. And he literally has the audacity to snap like that. That means pick it up. And
I thought I was doing jazz snaps.
He was doing like, yeah. Oh, you were doing. I thought you were doing the pick it up snaps.
I should do that. I wish I was doing
that. I like
that
so much.
It's a funny bit. It's like, pick it up, pick it up. Right. Because I once said on the show to Aristotle, I thought that's what you were referencing. I go, if I start lulling, like falling, pick it, tell me, tighten the show up. Just because it's free doesn't mean it can't be good.
Right.
You can be all over the place. So I can just snap. Just snap, snap, snap. Well, while I'm saying that, everybody in the room says snap. And I'm like,
That's good.
Because it's true. I was going on and on about snapping. And that.
Okay.
Okay.
We get it.
Let's do that bit as much as we can do it tonight. So we all just become, there's three executives. Right. They're all sitting in. You ever have a bit, you just want to do it? For some reason, I think I have to make sense of it. Okay, there's three. We'll just do whatever we want. There's no rules. Why am I creating
my
rules?
My favorite bit I think I got from you is when there's someone kind of new to the group, and you just go, hey, I don't want to speak for the rest of the group, but I'm happy that you're here. And then everyone jumps in and starts going, oh, yeah, I mean, I don't want to speak for everybody here, but, like, I love that you're here.
We love that you're here. We just wanted to say you're funny. We're glad you're here.
Like, I know what you're thinking,
loves
but,
it.
Like...
Yeah, we just think it's the best.
We think you're fantastic.
I mean, I fought for you to be here.
Everybody, it's like your energy.
I'm on your side.
I don't want to point fingers, but someone really was like...
I hope they're here. And now you're here.
Okay, we get it. We get it. That's enough.
I'm so happy.
They don't want to hear it anymore. They don't want to hear it anymore.
Sign it up. We have ads.
Wow. Okay, so listen. Hey, by the way, I do a quick thing. I'm not trying to be silly. What's 2 plus 2?
4.
2 plus 2 is 4. Uh-huh.
What?
Ooh, sorry.
No.
Man.
Oh. 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me another.
Okay. What's the opposite of what's 2 times 2?
Also 4.
Give it another shot.
Double or nothing. Come on.
Yeah. 2 times 2.
Same one.
Yeah. Oh, no, Jesus.
Sorry, we heard what you were thinking.
I'm starting to think it's a personal thing.
Okay, let's...
It is!
It is! We made it up just to fuck with you.
All the three executives are asking me to dance.
Let's get these three executives. They all fell over, and they've got walled out of here. They're making me nervous, even the maybe pretend
Look, I hate when the suits are around because I just tighten up.
Yeah, tighten them. Just snap. But they're in a booth in the other room.
Yeah, it's tough. It's paradoxical because they're here when things are either really good or really bad, and either way, you feel bad. You know?
Everybody
yeah.
snap. I want to hear what it sounds like. There's something funny about that. It's so, you know what it is? It's so rude. And when it's all three of us, picture this. We're doing it, and we're talking away. Anyway, so last, oh, Jesus. You all of a sudden, you feel violated. Like, we'll do it to you. Start talking like it's your show. You're enjoying it. You're talking about what you did over the weekend.
You know, I just actually went to a chicken place and had to sign a waiver because of how hot the food is. And, you know, should I stop?
We need you snapping. You got to be the role and
snapping.
The executives. Watch it. Watch how fun. It'll be funnier. Watch. Okay, and you have headphones on. So, anyway, you're doing your podcast.
So I just got in, like, a car wreck and kind of hurt my neck and, like, the doctor said I may never be able to walk again, and just like I was in the ICU for maybe a couple weeks. Honestly, can't remember.
Why is this guy
wake up until
like
a couple days into the situation?
Shut up!
I don't like when this one talks.
Do you want more morphine? People, like, hell yeah!
I tune in for the other two.
People do not give a shit.
Okay, you know what? I don't want any more bells and whistles. I want to let this podcast be what it is. It's out here. We're in the woods. Practically,
this is unfortunate because this is the Bells and Whistle podcast. Mm-hmm.
You're going to lose your sponsorship money if you cut out the bells and whistles.
The best thing you could do is that. Just, Todd, you're revving too high. Mm. Be in the moment.
What?
Do you think I'm like lost my mind? Sometimes I wonder, like, because I like.
He's got it! Finally! He sees it!
Jesus Christ, how much more obvious do I have to be?
We spent so long trying to break through to you,
the
man.
Phone calls,
oh my
the
God,
text messages.
Oh my God.
You're not kidding right now, right? You're really
oh my God,
finally.
No. They could tell Todd
really?
Knew. Todd
no,
knew that
Todd
Jack
finally
and Pam
knew.
Knew
Todd
it was crazy.
Oh my God.
Well, they.
Jeez,
well, you look over, Todd
it
looked
started
in Jack's eyes. And
like,
Jack looked like
he was scared. I thought he was just stupid.
At a certain point, it's like, you got to.
No,
there's
no.
only so far you can go for your friend, and then you're like, this is
Jack
too much. I can't do this anymore.
Sometimes
it's like, it's too much. Yeah.
It's too much of me.
It's too much. Sorry if you lost your marbles.
Do you know if you go into, this is true.
True.
Swear to God on everything that's sacred to me. My sister-in-law was an emergency nurse, and a girl came in one night, and she said she was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I swear I know,
that really happened.
What they do? What did they do with her?
I swear to God.
Lobotomy,
like,
right?
They sent her out. They go, sorry. They thought she was joking. It ends up, this is, I swear to fucking God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look it up.
No, this is real.
Pause the podcast and go look it up. Otherwise, you're
you
not going to come
in,
on the journey.
Type in Todd Glass's sister-in-law?
Yeah, Froof. Yeah, Froof.
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 So anyway, Froof. Yeah.
Froof.
So she went out and she got into a car accident and she nearly killed herself. Because she really was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. It's like a thing.
Wow. Wait, nearly?
Yeah,
why is she in the picture with all the other dead people? Did something happen?
Well, right after that, then she got hit by a bus.
She's in cuckoo no more.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Moment of silence for her.
That's
Thank
enough.
You.
Yep.
Oh, this is good. We all have Jack and Cokes.
Mm-hmm. Jack and Cokes the best way. You ever had Jack and Pepsi?
I did last 2 weeks. I don't really notice, to be honest.
Don't say that around Jack. Don't say that around Jack.
No, I don't mind Pepsi.
You're digging a deeper hole. Snap. Snappy.
Oh, no. You prefer Pepsi.
My dad works for Coke.
Oh,
so I have an allegiance.
Wait, to Coke?
Yeah.
Well, I'm pro Coke.
Great. Why are we talking about fucking Pepsi?
Because you said you ever have Pepsi.
Yeah, I was cornering you. And you lost. You fucking lost.
No, I.
The power dynamics.
I buy, obviously, like in the kitchen, I prefer Coke.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
By the way, for many reasons, and some of it just might be the label. It looks like a cool, the glass bottle just
yep.
Coca-Cola, whatever. And I'm aesthetically crazy, like very into it. So I like when I have to have some sodas out, I put Coca-Cola, it looks good. Pepsi is Pepsi. So that's
ugly.
You know there's a flat variant of Pepsi called Pepno?
Pepto-Bismol?
No, it's called Pepno.
Really?
It's because when they first started, I swear to God, I swear on the Bible this is true. It's a Spanish company
Truth?
Originally. Yeah, swearing to God. Swear
it's
on
God.
All God.
He's swearing to God.
Swear to God. Wait, is God nothing to you, Todd?
Did you say truth?
They would ask.
You're playing by your rules.
They're like, we're going to pour a drink. Do you want, they'd go pep. The waiters would go pep. And then the people in España, they would go, sí or no. So then there's Pepsi is like the pep. It's like it's the soda with the bubbles. No,
yeah,
it's
like
flat.
Is that
like,
true?
Do you want still?
Swear to God.
No, wait,
you want
swear
still
to God doesn't
flat
mean
water?
Anything on the show. Truth
that's what
he's
saying.
I swear to God.
Oh wait, so that's not. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You should have winked at me. No, so that's a.
I've been winking at you all night, and you haven't been getting the signal. I've been playing footsie with you. You haven't done anything.
Cameron, you're married.
Cameron, are you married?
Swear to God, I am.
Yeah.
20 years, baby.
20 years.
Wow.
Down the drain, I tell you.
We've been married 72 years.
Oh, my ex-wife. Look at her.
Look at me.
I've done my time. When can I be integrated into society?
You ever see, when I see an older couple that's in love, that obviously is heartwarming, but sometimes they. Over the years, I've heard it like where they just mention how many years they've been together, but it doesn't seem like it's happy. We've been together for 72 years. Well, you look.
Yeah. And everyone goes, yay. Like, it's been fucking hell.
Yeah.
I want out.
And then you go, ah, ha, 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 ha. And like you laugh like they're joking about it, but they're not.
Yeah.
They're screaming about it.
Sometimes older people are ready to go. You know, people. Yeah. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. Let's dig in.
We're there now.
Well, there we.
People, when do you want to die?
As long as I, it's funny. I
not now, Cameron.
People
he's clearly lost his mind.
Should
now
talk
not
about
a
death
to talk.
A lot more from a young age because it's number one. It's the best way to make people. I truly believe this, that everything that people would want out of religion, and I think if you approached people in religion a little more lovingly, and even me, I forget sometimes.
So you're taking go fuck you.
No, fuck you. What you believe in, you have to remember you're taking away something that gives them a lot of comfort.
Right.
But if you come in soft, you can't change everybody. But if there's anybody you could change, I think if you go, look, I get it. First thing I always forget to do, and I try not to. Me and my friend Eric agreed. You have to say, listen, I'm aware. Like if it's proper, I'm not saying at the wrong time, but sometimes
you have a friend.
You're hanging out and there's some people, you know, and you go, I'm aware, or if I'm saying it on the podcast to who knows who. So I'm aware that I'm trying to take something from you that gives you a lot of comfort.
Yeah.
And it could look like well, so you're thinking like, well, you don't care if I believe in it. Why can't I believe in it? And that's a good question. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't think there was a danger to it, you're right. I wouldn't. I'd just be a bully. I understand it's something that brings you comfort. And I'm yanking it from you. And if there wasn't a reason, I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm not doing. I think then you have someone's ear. They go, okay. I might not agree with him, but he understands.
Yeah.
And
he doesn't
then,
hate me for it. He's not.
He's I understand that what I'm doing could seem bully-like. So I owe you an explanation. Otherwise, why would you listen to someone who's a bully? Like, what? Hey, you know what you believe? No, it's stupid. I'm not. I just think there's a downside to it. But I think if you said that and you go. Now that I have your ear, I think everything you want out of religion, everything you want out of it, and you probably deep down know you're not getting it, you'd get by talking about death from an early age. Because, you know, if we all understood how precious life was and that we're not here forever, that's what's going to make us better people. Just concept of how... So, talking about death is probably a good thing to do because we're all scared to die.
Yeah. I've always said I've always wish I could believe in... Like Christianity, for instance. Yeah. I went to an Episcopalian school. I was like, I always wish I could believe. I never could. But it's like, it would just like, all your problems would pretty much be solved. Like, where do we go? Why is all this stuff happening? All those questions are answered because you just go, it's God doing it. So, like, I get it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I wish I could believe it'd be easy.
For sure.
And then, this is not tied to it, but I also do say I wish I was an idiot because life would be nicer.
Unfortunately, to make you be proud that you're not, I mean, I know what you mean when you say idiot, because you don't have to have a college degree or even have ever gone to school whatsoever. You could be self-taught and be brilliant. We're not talking about, but woke, aware. The thing is about being an idiot, it makes your life easier, but you make a lot of other people's lives harder. So you're doing the right thing.
That's a good
point.
That's true.
You do. You when you have, when you, you know, just the refusal to grow and rechange your thought, it makes everybody else's life really hard, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway... The death thing, the thing I always like to remember when I talk about this, even with my friends that are like pretty much probably we're all on the same page, is that it's not working because I don't think it is.
Right.
It's not working. Let's face it. If the majority of people believe that there's somebody governing over us and watching us, there would not be the anarchy that's going on. So it's not working because I'm here starting trouble. Come on. Like, be a... You know, there's an expression, get out of your own way. And that has never been times a billion when it's giving this that there's a God governing over us, teaching children from a young age. It's not working.
Yeah.
It's not working. You know why? Because people don't believe it. They want to believe it, but they don't. And you go, well, how do you know? And that's the good question that I deserve to answer. What's not working? Well, you're just saying that. Look at the world. Can you imagine if we really believed we would burn in hell for the rest of our lives? Come on.
Everyone did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not working. It's had its chance.
Yeah.
And there are other ways to get what they want out of it, and it's not. That's why to stop it, because it's not healthy to teach children that there's someone watching over them at every level. You know, like, we look back at, like, when when they used to have the problems with all the diseases because they washed?
When we used to have problems with diseases? Yeah, I don't remember the last time we've had problems with diseases.
Oh, God.
You just got fucking roasted, dude.
What?
You just got roasted.
2020, bro.
You're
look
done,
outside.
Dude.
There's
You're
a dead. Pandemic.
You can't see the forest for the trees, you dumb shit.
But going back to religion, and I hate to bring it back to religion.
Ah, yeah, can I just finish my thought real quick because I'll forget?
Quit cutting him
fine,
off, dude.
Fine.
No, he didn't. He's fine. Everybody's fine. Where was
you
I
want
going?
Me to beat him? I will beat him up.
No,
he's gonna beat me up. Don't give him the go.
Where was I going? Diseases.
It's not working. Why is this happening?
Back when they wouldn't, they didn't know. Like, we understand they didn't know certain things a long time ago. But sometimes you'll hear something, you'll be like, "Come on, they didn't even know that." I don't care if it's 1920. But so, like, when they had a lot of diseases, when they were operating on people, one person suggested they have to wash their hands, and they didn't think it was that. Now we hear that and we go, "How could they not know? Come on, even if it's 1920, you're opening someone up. You have to have clean hands." But don't be so quick to know that we're doing those things now. And I think one of them is trying to use that there's a God governing over us to keep it a peaceful land. That's going to be like that. If the world doesn't blow up and we keep going forward, we'll have new problems. But they're definitely going to look back and go, how did they think that would work?
Yeah.
It didn't work. And it's going to look clear as day because it's not working. It had its chance.
I mean,
honesty is always...
Yeah.
Dealing with death, that way you realize life is precious. To think that there's somewhere else like this is the exact, if there is a God, even if I'm saying even if there is, spitting in his face to go, yeah, you know this, how great it is? You know what's after this? Better. Oh, how dare you? This place we lit, this
he worked
world
his ass off
is,
for this place.
Yeah, for this is beautiful.
This
there's
is
people
heaven.
And
sure
there's living angels that will, talk about angels, there's other people, they're the angels. They'll talk to you at the supermarket. They'll tell you they like your shirt. There's people interaction, and then the audacity, they act like we're disrespectful to God to act like, yeah, and after this it's something else, but it's better. It didn't work.
Yeah.
But that's just what I think.
For sure. I mean, can I just say, like, religion, I think for me at least, and I don't mean to speak for everyone, I think, like, I get it. I get it, like you're saying, I get it. But there's, like, I mean, I think there's, like, three big things that, like, why it doesn't work for me. And that's boobs, cash, and ass, baby.
It's not in there. It's not in there.
It's not in there. That's all I need, and I'm on board.
Look, I don't know how to read too good, so the Bible don't got no pictures, I can't read it none.
You know the difference for maybe my own paranoia, the conversation I think we're having versus, you know, people sitting around going, oh, I don't believe in God. It doesn't change anybody's opinion. I think I did it from a kinder place.
Yeah.
Not from just sitting there and poking somebody. It does too. It doesn't. Just to take a look back, not my opinion, just... So, but I think that's important to point out. I would not, if somebody else believed in it and I didn't believe it, I'm like, what's the harm? But I think there is harm.
I was listening, it was an interview or a podcast or something, but it was Larry Charles talking, and it was on YouTube, so you could probably look it up, but he was talking about the roots of Christianity, and he did some show where I think he went around the world, like, trying to understand religion and things like that, and he said that when the Bible was first made, it wasn't made to be taken literally. It was made to just be a series of parables for us to take, like, moral lessons from. And that's where religion, here are these moral principles for you to live by, not to live and die every word by this book. It's just take sort of the message away. So, like, movies have certain messages, right? Like, be kind to one another, like, I mean, I wish I could think of a
robots better. Can turn into cars.
Robots can turn into cars. Wow.
Great
and
message.
From Cybertron. Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, that one's about not. That's like xenophobia, basically. Don't treat the other. Accept people. That's basically.
It's Transformers. What about Decepticons, though?
Well, they're shitheads. don't worry about Decepticons.
What's the last movie you saw?
It was
in theaters.
Bill
or just
and
at
Ted
all?
3.
Oh, really?
Oh, how was it? Wait, you watched that yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I watched it on, what's today? Yeah. I
wait,
yesterday.
When was that originally out?
Yesterday. Friday.
When did they shoot it? Before the pandemic?
They probably shot it before the pandemic. My guess is they probably shot it in, like, October.
And who's in it? Are the original?
Yeah everybody's back.
How
and
was
they probably
it?
Planned to release it sooner
right?
and then delayed it.
It's funny. If you like Bill and Ted, you'll like this.
And who are the stars of that again? I know it's
Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter.
Alex Winters.
I think it's singular winner.
Winner.
One winner.
Oh, we lost the others, though.
You guys live
they're
together, right?
We just live near each other.
Yeah. Oh, you just live near each other? Yeah. Same building?
No.
Different. 2 minutes away.
Yeah.
Very close.
You got a cool place. You have two people live with you?
Three.
That's a nice place. It's so, you guys enjoy, like, is it nice to have, like... You have four people, but then you have, like, a really cool place.
We have a great place, and we miss having parties. Like, so I come here, and I see your setup. I'm like, damn, I wish I could be more like this. But, like...
And even here, like, I created these setups because, like, let's say I was having people here tomorrow night. I wouldn't want to sit in here. No, I would sit in here even if I wasn't doing a podcast.
Yeah.
But we're here, and it's just too much stuff everyone touched.
Right.
And it's... But then I could go over to the fire pit.
Yeah.
And then even if the... I wanted to have someone a third night, we'll sit there. So I created like three areas.
It's
and
great.
I'm gonna start using them a lot more.
This backspace is incredible.
We were talking about it when we were.
No one can see it right now. What we're talking about, but
just picture.
10 out of 10.
I take pictures. So, like, you know, you're right. Like in there, people can go to wherever we have pictures posted because I'm too stupid.
Yeah.
Got him!
Wow.
Got him!
You're never gonna live that one down.
Everyone's gonna be like, "Oh, Todd, the stupid guy."
Oh, so we'll take some pictures of this, so and people will go look at it, and I like that because then they see where we're at, and then it's easy. All they need is one shot or two or three shots, then they know exactly where
Smile
we're at.
Smile for the camera.
This is over here.
Oh geez, flash!
No.
Holy crap!
Was it up?
I just gotta go. No, you look like a zombie. I gotta get rid of that. Okay, here we go.
That's
here
not gonna.
Okay. Wow.
And then you want to take one of that over there, if you don't mind. I mean,
so
you know, just
I'll do that after. Okay,
Jack cool. is taking. Pictures
I forgot
on
we're
his
doing
phone.
A podcast.
Yeah.
Got quiet.
I'll be right back.
Posing.
I'm gonna drive back to Silver Lake real quick. I'll be back in an hour with my
disposable.
Camera.
I got my disposable. I'll take a picture after.
Take one now.
This is for the. We're listening.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you think that we could You know that song, I'm proud to be an
American, but at least I know I'm free.
I gotta stand up.
Something about the flag.
Cause you ain't no land I'm dead of free. God bless the USA.
Fireworks, Mark.
Yeah, I know that song, baby. What's up?
Now we're ready to start. It's the Todd Glass by the Campfire Podcast.
Hi.
Wow.
Tonight, my guest, Cam Gavinsky.
Oh.
Wow.
The always talented Jack Hackett.
I fucking hate that guy.
We'll be back. So you want to do silly karaoke? Oh, okay. That song. It's proud to be an Okie. All the things. Okay.
I don't know that song.
Okay, I'm going to play it.
I know the one we sang.
I think I want to play it. You know, I'll take anything silly and try to make it a social thing, too.
All right.
I don't know if I'm cramming it in, but it says everything about a lot of times people that you know, don't like oak cursing. You know what I mean? Like, but they're all right with sexism. You know, if you go listen to the Clean Comedy Channel, you won't hear anything, you know, cursing or anything, but you'll hear sexist and not even where you'll be like, oh, come on. They're like,
man,
wow.
I'll tell you, man and women are different.
Yeah, homophobic, gated, people are like, yeah, well, as long as you don't curse, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's that's what this song reminds me
Look,
of.
Look, I think Jews...
That's where you want to finish what you were saying?
Right.
No,
well,
I don't know.
No, Jack, I want to hear it. I think
Jews have the same rights as everybody else.
Hey, go look at the puppet. The puppet guy. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the real
Manson Dunham.
Wait, what?
Is that that's what you're talking about, right?
His middle name is Manson?
Yeah, I swear
no,
to God.
No, it's
oh,
not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, it's
he just swore to God.
So here's the real song. Now, I'm a little paranoid I'm going to be playing a song and breaking it down, but I'm not. I'm not artistically shitting all over it. I don't want to do that. Like, oh, like, why do they say, you know, some weird line of song? Because it's artistic freedom. Okay, that's why they've done bad comedy.
And I have freedom to say it's no good.
But this is me just really pointing out, like, the sentiment of this song. I'm only going to play a minute of it.
What's it called?
Oh, no.
I'm proud to be an American?
No.
Are you going to pause as you're going through?
No. I'm going to play the real song.
All the way.
No, I'm just going to play like 30 seconds
We're
of it.
Riff tracks.
I'm gonna, and then I'm... What did you say?
Riff tracks.
Nice reference, bro.
Dude, does anybody know riff tracks?
Probably wait, hold
more
on.
The famous one is Mystery Science
okay,
Theater
so
3000.
Yeah. I'm gonna play the real one first, and then...
What about Song Exploder?
Here we go.
There's another one. Song Exploder, I think it's called.
Here we go.
They dissect songs.
Just let it breathe for 45 seconds.
We don't...
Okay.
All right, cool.
We don't take our trips on LSD.
Wow.
Like, somehow they're better.
We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street.
Is this Tom T. Hall?
Conway Twitty.
Like living right and being free.
I am going to stop it and talk about it.
Yeah, please.
Wait, who
so
is this
get
by?
It now. Like, it's like... First of all, burning the draft card now. You know, I think when you say history writes itself, maybe me
did
and
I
you,
say that?
No.
Nice. Jack, that's your famous quote.
Nice.
When people
you
say
always
history,
say that, Jack.
I don't think people believe it. I don't think they think, like, as time passes, things that were opinionated can now look factual. Because, like, burning the draft card, there's no doubt about it that was a good thing and the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But he's saying we don't do that.
Yeah.
Now that history wrote itself, well, the song is just like... like
we
don't
do nothing fun in my town.
Like people,
we
I feel
have
like
no
even though we
principles.
Think that there's plenty of people who are like, we'll listen to that and would be like, what do you mean history wrote itself? I still agree with this.
You know what, though? We should. Oh, you're right. You're right.
I don't think they changed their mind.
You're right.
I think that's just.
I always forget that. Yeah. Like, I think, like, I'll go to something that I'll think everybody agrees on now. I'll be like,
yeah.
I'll try to think of something like. As much as we have new issues facing us, acceptance of all types of people, I'll say something like nobody cares if, like, you know, an Italian person and a Jewish person get married. My friend goes, yes, they do. Yeah, and I go, oh, in our circles, that's that. But 40 years ago, in all circles it was like that now. But like I think, oh, that no one cares. Like, oh, I'm sure, yeah. Anyway, so I don't know if I want to play. We don't. Let me let it breathe a little more. Then I'm gonna get the karaoke version.
What's the song
version.
Called and who's it by?
It's called. Well, it's. I don't know if it's his song and he wrote it, but it's Conway Twitty, Okie from Mistokie.
Conway Twitty. Oh.
Conway Twitty.
So let's think of all the things they say they don't do and count how many. Now it's embarrassing you didn't. It's like going, we don't feed the homeless in September. Well, why are you bragging? We don't burn our draft cards. That means all these people went down there to burn their draft cards to end a war. And this guy, and the sentiment of this song was like, yeah, we don't burn our draft cards.
We go over there and we kill them.
We kill people. Yeah. That's what we do. We're not
we
burning
don't
our
burn
draft cards.
Our draft cards. The only thing we burn are crosses.
Hey, you know what we should do? Let's let this song go. What the fuck? Let's let this song go like two more verses. Then I have a karaoke version.
Okay.
And we'll come in and do. Oh,
we'll,
here's what
we'll
we don't
sing the
do.
Unreleased lyrics.
Yes, we'll and we'll start nice. Like we don't, protest on the corner.
Yeah.
But then we'll say what we do.
We don't put ice in our drinks
anymore. Yeah. We don't put ice in our drinks, and we use straws. Fuck the man.
Fuck the turtles.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
There's like hundreds of verses that were unreleased.
Look, right. I'm a cokehead. I put plenty of straws
Can I tell
in my
you
noses,
something?
And I've always been fine.
I have to go to the bathroom.
I do too. Oh, my God.
So here's what I
actually.
Think we should do. We're going to play the song loud enough so we can all go pee in different corners of the backyard.
Okay.
But we'll come back and we'll have heard it.
Okay, great.
So we're doing two things at once. Right. Okay, so here we go. We're going to go pee, everybody. Truth.
We don't make a party out of loving. But we like.
Oh, I already have something. By the way, truth, I think it's silly the bit, but I love pointing it out. And I just thought of something while I was peeing. It has to do with the lyrics. You know, a lot of times when you think of changing the egregious, no, you're not going to. But I think you have a chance of grabbing people that are on the fence of the new is bad. Mm. You know, I say the same thing every time you're on the podcast because it's all I talk about in life. Anytime someone's slipping, I think you have a chance. No, obviously, if someone still thinks, like you said, there are people like still think, oh, we should have fought that war. Okay, I'm not going to grab them. But this song proves it. Like, you think, oh, these people were crazy. No, we know friends that would agree now, smart people. Maybe they're having problems with an issue that's on the table that youth is doing. But we know if we said to them, hey, by the way, what do you think, hippies? What? Because the line was, we don't grow our hair all shaggy. We don't live in San Francisco. Hippies that were talking about, first of all, who cares their hair's long? And they were talking about recycling 40, 50 years ago. My mom had a friend that was like, you know, she was a hippie. She was, you know, they lived on a bus in some 5 acres in the middle of San Francisco. And so we knew a lot of things. And I remember they didn't flush the toilet. This was 40 years ago. Every time they peed because it was a waste of water.
Oh, if it's yellow, let it mellow.
And but you did 40 years ago. They were like, "That's gross," and you know, recycling.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. Yeah. I'm one intelligent fellow.
Wait, where's that from?
That's the unreleased lyric.
Oh. I wish I had reverb so bad.
I do want to say though, there was one line that I thought was all right in that song with the even squares can have a ball. I thought that was pretty clever.
Okay, that's good.
But the problem with that is we're okay with that.
Yeah,
we're not mad at the song. We're like square. I think everybody should have a ball.
Yeah, that's a fun little wordplay, right?
Think
there.
About that. That was
except
like
except if they look different than us.
That's just not a lyric. That was like, you know how we're living today and we're back then. That was just like then. Now there were a group of people that thought how wrong they were, and then another group of people, and the song, and people just, this song was probably an anthem, you know, for so wrong, so wrong. Hippies, like they were everything that we still have on the table 50 years ago, they were talking about. It's undeniable that that was the wrong side, just as burning the draft card. So this song just, like, be careful what you say and sing, because I think when you say writing the history, people really don't think it's that obvious. I think this is a line that has been said so much to people, they don't stop and go, wait, does history really write it right? And if you answer yourself, of course it does. Look at everything 40 years later. It's not such an opinion anymore. Well, that's what's happening right now. So be careful of the shit you say.
Don't have a podcast with opinions.
Oh, by the way, truth, will you just let me say one? Because I might have always said it, but that way, because even on a stupid podcast, whatever it is, I like to be clear. When I'm saying that, I'm saying, like, every crossroad was the same thing. It was like somebody thinks we should go back to the way it used to be, and the kids are getting dumber and dumber. That's what it basically is. The kids are getting dumber and dumber. Small group of people like me think, no, they're not. They're getting smarter and smarter. They're the rebels, and you don't know it. You know, kids today, it's been around for the history.
They don't know how to change a tire on
history
a car.
Is on my side that kids end up being right overwhelmingly, hands down.
Every time.
Yeah. So my point is that not to not have your opinion, but to say be careful because – you know, there's algorithms to this. There really are algorithms to social beliefs, whether you want to call them that or not. And the algorithms show that undeniably that organized youth, I think the track record is 100. I didn't say every group. I didn't say a kid in Minneapolis. I said what became a movement very heavily influenced by organized youth. Almost undeniably every time the cause was right. The cause was right every fucking time. And I always say, email me when they were wrong. Now, the way they went about it, yes, there were times when the cause was right, but the way that group was trying to get it done was wrong. Their heart was always in the wrong place. That's a good track record to go, how wrong? The worst it ever was they were doing the right thing, but going about it wrong. And that's year after year after year. And you talk about getting out of your own way. If you see that pattern and there's something today, and you're doing the same thing, what's on my side? It's not just my opinion. There is some history that I'm following. I'm looking at – that's why when – I'm almost done, I swear to God. That's why when something comes along like the trans, non-binary, whatever it is, and people get confused. You know what I hear? The minute they want something, you know what I do? I go, give it to them. You know why? Because hands fucking down, the history shows that every time a group of people asked for something, even when it looked like now they're being, it always 40 years later looks like, oh, they were just asking for what they deserved. So now the minute they want to act like an emergency room doctor and I don't ask questions, what do they want? It ends up they should have had it every goddamn time. Give it to them. I'll learn later why. What do they want? Give it to them. That I'll learn on the hindsight. People go, oh, you're backing the non-binary thing? You understand it? No, I don't understand it yet. I'll ask questions. But whatever they want, fucking give it to them, and we'll never regret it. Ever regret it.
Yeah.
Even if you don't understand it. Get out of your own way, kids. So anyway, that is what I mean by that.
Damn.
Hey, man, I agree.
Yeah.
We got karaoke version of that. make our...
Yeah, I've been stewing on some verses.
Come on. You said we go pee. We think about things to
You
say.
Promised us. You said if we go pee in the yard, we can do the karaoke version.
I said I didn't want to pee in the yard.
I didn't want to pee. I peed
pee
blood.
Goddamn yard.
I actually pooped a little bit because I tried so hard to pee.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Oh, my
Tommy's
God. Okay, hold on. You know, this song's just going to fucking get me. Truth, do you want to hear the rest of it?
I do, yeah. Actually, I do.
See if they're ever right.
I'm feeling this groove, though.
Yeah.
Cowboy boots are still in style for manly footwear.
Yep, okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Well, I don't know.
And football's still the roughest thing on campus.
Rugby? There's
fair
rugby enough. Now.
Kids here still respect the college dean.
Nah, that's gone.
No.
Fuck the dean.
Get the dean out of here.
Ian Oakie
from
Muskogee.
Nick the place where
have a ball.
Yeah, because they're all hating.
Yeah. Right.
We still wave old glory down at the courthouse.
All right, take it back. I don't hear anymore. I don't hear more. It's making me mad.
White lightning.
That sounds like a.
That sounds like a drug.
It sounds like something.
Oh my god.
Like SF stuff?
Maybe, I don't know.
I hope I'm not the only one listening to me that seems so ironic. Yeah. Like he's singing and I've had that same opinion forever. I've said it 100 times, but it's just a different way to hear someone singing. And unless I'm high and wrong on a lot of those issues, just blatantly. Like, if you compare them today, hold on, let me get some we don't go down and support Black Lives Matter. We stay home and raise our glory flag. It's like, yeah, it's stuff like that. Hold on.
Oh, we don't have diverse TV writers' rooms. We like them right. We preferred when Cleveland Brown was white.
We don't go and support Black Lives Matter.
No, sir.
We stay home and support the American flag.
Yeehaw!
We don't drive cars that are electric.
We'd rather waste the gas and raise the flag.
Raise it up high.
We don't fly the flag of rainbow colors.
But we put our boots on every day.
And that.
One foot at a time.
It's all bullshit. It's all fucking bullshit.
I like when my water was separate. But equal.
We ain't drinking water out of a bottle. We drink from the tap.
The tap.
Who gives a shit?
The only color I like is blue jeans.
Right. Yeah.
We don't put our... I couldn't think of one. Hold on. Well, let's take time to rethink. Think of things that are wrong and you wouldn't want to sing that you're not doing it. Even from the past. Okay. We don't donate blood down at the blood bank.
Now.
No, we don't. But we like to stand up and salute the USA.
Hell yeah.
We don't like saying we don't like what we don't like. We don't help an old lady across the street.
She can help her goddamn self.
But we wear our work boots to
work.
To work every
day. At the steel mill, right.
How long can we do this?
I got
forever.
Forever.
Maybe someone's on the train, and they think they cannot giggle.
Right.
By the way, they're probably not on the train now.
Right.
Maybe they're in a public area. They think we just take it till it gets bad, but we don't stop. We don't give up till they're shitting in their pants. We don't say thank you at the store.
But we should. Is that something we should do?
Shit, I wanted to do the music, but it ran out.
I was going to go on a rant about Girl Scout cookies.
You were?
Yeah.
Well, what do you have about Girl Scout cookies?
Why don't nobody buy...
Here we go.
Do you want to use... Oh, no.
Why do we buy cookies from the Girl Scouts? There are plenty of good ones also made by boys. They may be burned, but they taste good if you close your eyes.
Hydrox are all we live on every day.
Hell yeah. Oh. I remember when Pluto was a planet. And now we say he's a dwarf, and that ain't right.
No, siree.
We don't worry about recycling.
Nope.
No.
But we're sure to live the American USA way. See, I love it because that's what it is. It's bullshit. Every time
I drive a normal gas engine truck.
Carburetor.
But I'll tell you what. I still fill it up with diesel because I'm a man. Look, I know it breaks my car because I use the wrong gas.
We don't go down and support the local gay pride parade.
Hey, I don't support it.
No. But in Muskogee?
Why should Puerto Rico be a state? Don't know. Can you tell me?
No.
They don't speak English to say Anglaise.
Yeah.
I don't like them because they're in an island time.
But
I'll say, I go down to Key West for a drink.
Oh, we don't tip our waiters either.
We don't tip our waiters. Now, let's all say it together in Texas. You ready? We don't tip our waiters down in Texas.
No, we don't.
The only thing we tip there is cows.
Our dicks. Oh, okay.
Cows.
Cows.
I wear assless chaps because they make me look cool.
Yeah, all the things they say they do in these songs are very typical of, well, no one has a problem with those.
Yeah.
You know, it's always like, we keep our hair high and tight on the sides. No one cares what you do. People with long hair never complain about people in the 70s. No people with long hair were going, we keep our hair long. Wait.
Yeah, I'm going to hide your scissors and make sure you can't cut your hair.
They're not acting like they're the right ones. Back in, they weren't singing like...
Should we do a version of this song? Or
hold on, let's try it.
Is this just saying obvious things?
Yeah, this is the other way.
We don't. Okay, if it was the opposite, if the hippies were singing, that's what I'm thinking in my head. Hold on one second. Guys, take it from the.
I was
going
to say, we used to turn on the lights when it got dark.
No. You can do anything you want. Hey, man, we don't have our hair high and tight on the side. We have it long and flowing. No, it's like, no, they don't give a shit your hair is short.
Yeah.
You got a problem with your hair is long. First of all, how juvenile does it look? The fact it wasn't a belief. It was a look. It was like, we don't have our hair. That was a song. Yeah. Don't take it for granted. It's not a novelty song. It was an anthem. We don't have long, shaggy hair. That made people in the audience go, yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah. Fucking yeah.
There was a line about
not as a bitch.
Men's boots will always be in fashion, but sandals are going to go.
Yeah, those sandals. Because probably sandals.
I think that's probably hippies wearing Birkenstocks
it's
and
different
stuff,
if
right?
If you were like pointing out, even if they're on the wrong side of it, but at least it's something worth fighting for, it's sad enough that you might have just been on the wrong side. Like even with burning a draft card, okay, was it right or was it wrong? I think history has shown it. But on the hair, we don't have long hair. Are you? Yeah. Wow.
What about girls? Are they allowed to have long hair or do you want buzz cuts
what
too?
What about Jesus H. Christ?
He's what?
Let's just do all rhythm. No, you can't say any words. You just gotta go. Okay. We don't walk across the brown line, but baby, we do it from the flag.
The flag.
I don't like sandals, but Crocs are okay.
Nobody defends Crocs anymore.
What's wrong with Crocs that feel good when it rains?
I had a friend and he wore Crocs and was in the military. God bless our
goddamn army.
USA.
My choir in elementary school, I'm not singing. We had to learn all the military songs.
Like what?
We had to learn.
Can you tell a story about your choir from elementary school last time we were on this?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh,
people are gonna think it's your one thing.
I used to sing a lot, and I
get it. You sing.
But we'd learn all the military songs, which felt like propaganda a little bit. We were going
really?
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. We will fight our country's battles on the air and land and sea.
Wow.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli.
We just had like Texas songs like the stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Can I ask you a question? Do you know this one?
Over here.
No, how about this one?
Hallelujah. Something Christ was born. Is it not something about Christ was born?
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Whoa, Louis Armstrong, everybody.
We never hit record.
An hour and 4 minutes.
So you know what I say? We go in for the close, but that usually takes 45 minutes.
Okay.
Because that way you're not, you feel like you're not, it's just like 45 minutes. You have plenty of time. Now, I am going to do this.
What are you doing?
I don't
oh, is
like
it chocolate?
Eat on the podcast.
Oh, hell yeah.
I need a break.
All right. Well, I'll crack open
not
a bar.
Real break. Just, I'm going to eat some chocolate. Excuse me, listeners. I respect the people that listen to the
please
show.
Please, will you describe
I don't
it
give
as you
a
have
stupid
it? Just
name.
Give them a little taste, a little tease.
Shit, oh, no, I'm going to have a big
tease.
You tear. So tell the listeners what type of chocolate
you
brought.
All right, so I got this. They're called Compartes chocolates. There are some stores. Cameron and I are going to eat one called California Dream, which is dark chocolate with brownies in it. You're eating one that's like movie themed. It's like milk chocolate, sea salt, and popcorn.
Mm. So good.
I got this at
name
a post
the
office.
What is it? Who makes it?
Compartes.
Wow.
They have a store in like West Hollywood. It's like an Apple store for chocolate.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm,
how much is a chocolate bar like the one you gave me?
I honestly can't tell you.
No, come on.
No, I don't know how much it costs. It might be like a $5 chocolate bar.
Why? How'd you get it then?
I was buying stamps and they had them in the store, so I bought them.
They got stamps and chocolate bars?
No, but didn't you pay for the stamps? Oh, you had. Was it for somebody else?
Yeah. Well, I bought three of these. Mm. I bought some stamps, but they have like a proper store for these. But I saw them next to the stamps, so I bought
them. They're so good. It's creamy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
#Hashtag not sponsored.
I mean, like to eat on my podcast, but I need it.
Compartes, if you want to sponsor the unsolicited podcast that I'm on,
yeah,
I'll take that.
Wait, don't you and Cameron do a podcast?
Well,
I swore off of it.
We're almost done.
We did.
15 seconds forward, 10 more times.
We tried doing a thing. There's this new app called Stereo, which is just like kind of like a live podcast. Basically, you're talking and you just get randomly paired up with somebody else who's talking, and you guys are just supposed to have like a random conversation. And we started doing it today, and just like it didn't work. And everyone we talked to was weird.
You're gonna give us $50 an hour for it, which is like, all right.
Wait, but what do you do?
It's kind of like a live radio show podcast thing. You're just going. You get on this app. And they told us to come with a premise, but it seemed like they kind of ditched that. I don't know. I think
could it be fun though? Could it be fun because it's so weird? Like, what do you mean?
It could, but like the people we talked to.
When we beta tested it,
it
was fun.
When we beta tested it, was like other creators, so it was easy to bounce off other people because they were creative and kind of understood.
It's kind of just anonymous phone calls, and you're just talking to random people, which is kind of like it's like you get as much enjoyment depending on how good the conversation is.
So like what we wanted to do was like we're both on dating apps, so. There's an app called Hinge, and on Hinge you have to, there's like certain elements, there's like a picture or there's like a prompt. It's like, my favorite place in the world is the Bahamas, and you can comment on that. So we think it's funny to just send a joke based on whatever the prompt is. So we like to take whoever we're talking to help us come up with a joke.
Because believe it or not, we're not like 10 out of 10 guys.
We're not 10 out of 10. We're like 9 out of 10.
We can't just like the photos and get away with it. We gotta give a little charm, a little something funny.
The quick background why we want to do this, he hates it when I tell this part, but we catfished our friend.
Stop.
We catfished our friend as a joke, and so we were a female on dating apps for 18 hours, and we found that guys are very uncreative on there. They just hit like and don't send anything interesting or revealing about them that's funny, that shows any piece of personality.
You think all guys are just your friend?
Our friend was good. He had a good opening. Or we matched with him.
We actually commented on him.
Look, I know what you're thinking. You're like, these guys catfish their own friend. They sound like assholes. But
no,
I think it proves how good of a friend we are because we made the perfect person for him because we know him so well.
That's right. He said,
yeah.
That's so funny. You do have to create this, like, what does he like?
Yeah.
It was everything he liked.
Well,
how long did you play him?
How long did you, like, play
him? Less than 24
18
hours.
18 hours. We catfished him for 18 hours, and he fell in love within that time frame. And
was he mad or did he appreciate it?
He was heartbroken. He's still not
over
it.
Well, during the whole time, we have a text chat with him. Where we like talk about like sometimes on the dating apps like how it's going,
yeah.
And so he sent us screenshots of
what was us texting him. Oh. And he was asking for advice on it. So at a certain point, it was actually just us texting ourselves for a while.
Because we're like, hey, say this. I think she'll like this. And she respond, and then we'd respond back.
Oh, my God. So
kind of
so...
the joke was just on us at a certain point. Because oh we're just going back and forth.
So wait, can I ask you, is that available to hear?
What do you mean?
What you did? That?
I can find the pictures for you.
You didn't? I thought it was a podcast, maybe.
No.
Oh, no, we should have.
That'd be a fun podcast, catfishing our friend.
Can you say who it was or does it know?
It's our friend Gabe.
Wow.
Didn't feel bad because Gabe's a... He's a very attractive guy. Gabe is a good-looking guy.
He was telling us about how he's matched with so many people.
Matches with so many people. Like, he won't be heartbroken if one of the 50 people he matches with a day.
Yeah, we get no matches.
We don't get any matches. We wouldn't do this to each other.
One of our matches was our friend Gabe as a fake girl.
Yeah. That was like one of our two.
He loves Frasier. Like, he's a huge Frasier fan. So we were like, one of our things was like, something that's unnegotiable for me is that Frasier is better than The Office. And so he was like, oh, my God, she loves Frasier. Like,
I never meet anyone who loves Frasier.
He didn't think for a second it was you guys doing it.
No. He didn't know for a second.
How did you tell him?
My friends would never be that cruel.
What we wanted to do. So we wanted to – basically what we wanted to do is we wanted to send him like a fucked up message. Like, I want you to come all over my face, you little fucking piece of shit. I want to run you over with my car. Just something so heinous.
Being so normal. Crazy.
And then he'd click on the images, and it's all pictures of us.
We changed
and then
the images
he'd go,
last
oh, shit.
Yeah.
So we changed the pictures. We went, okay, great. And they're horrible pictures of us, like close up, under double chin.
Drooling, sweaty.
Drooling,
gross.
Yeah, like bloody noses.
Yeah.
So then we send the message. But the app takes like 48 hours to update the pictures, so it didn't change.
The only way it would change is if you close out of the app and open it back up.
No, you had to log out.
We can't have
in.
Him log out and log back in, so we were trying to think of a way of like get him to do that without like being weird.
Did you figure it out?
No.
We sent him a phone number for my roommate's girlfriend, which he didn't have, and we said, hey, sorry, this is my actual number. Those are my roommates being assholes.
So we had to improvise for a bit. We did want to see his reaction, so we did Zoom him.
We called him on Zoom and we recorded so we could see his reaction because we thought he'd go, oh, shit, you guys got me. But then when we sent a picture of us in the text, his face dropped. And he was, like, at a loss for words. He was like, that was so mean-hearted what you guys just did.
It was what?
Mean-hearted. And we were like,
oh, shit. We thought you would laugh, but I guess I get why you're saying that.
I could see why this is hurtful.
Did you feel bad?
We did.
Yeah, when we saw his face.
But now we don't feel as bad.
Yeah. Right. You should.
He gets plenty
I mean,
of
you know what I say? I said that before, and I go, who am I? Like, I'm the governor of what you should. I mean, because sometimes, like, when I hear things, like, you know, you feel like, oh, that was, but that to me, that's funnier than it is mean.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, we like to eventually. Think, like, if Cameron catfished me, and, like, it was for 18 hours, if he catfished me, I'd probably go, like, fuck. God damn. All right. You got me.
Right? We'd like to think that's how we were.
I've been catfished for real twice.
But it'd be exciting to find out if it was your friend, though.
Yeah. There was no fun reveal to those catfishes. I lost money on those
catfishes. If you catfished me and made me say something really stupid and embarrassing, I would laugh.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. We made him write a haiku for us.
Oh.
But he likes writing haikus.
He does like writing haikus.
This is not, like, I think you'll think, like, this is sort of a catfish. The closest I can get to... you know, what level would I appreciate it? And I did laugh at this. When I was like, I mean, I was only like 17 years old. And one of the janitors at the mall, because I worked at the Dairy Queen, his wife would come in all the time. And, you know, she was like a little flirtatious, but, you know, like, but she was nice. And she was older. She was like probably 60 years old.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. But she was like adorable almost.
Oh, yeah.
And when we were always super nice to her. And, so one day, it was Valentine's Day, and again, like, I didn't think, I don't know why, but someone was leaving notes, like, they kept finding them, and I never thought it was my friends at Dairy Queen. I never thought my friend Dale, my friend Adam, I never thought it was Dale, Adam, this other girl, Maria, I like to include her. Imagine she listens to the podcast, she was a major part of our lives, and I don't even include her. All right, Maria, you fuck? So anyway, and then, long story short, it was like... If I would love to say hi to you, I'll be hanging out over near the... And by the way, it was not at this woman's expense. That's what... You know, right. Even then, I wouldn't be okay with that. Like, even when I was 17, like, but it's not. She was waving. Oh, they told her they'd give her a free banana split
if she went over and waved. So the card said, I'll be over waving. But she didn't know why she was
waving.
Oh,
my God.
You know,
they set up the cards.
It said, if you want to be my sweet Valentine, and boy, could we have fun. You know, I mean, come on. It was probably dirtier than that because it was my friends and we were 16 and 17 years old. And it was like, so I looked over and he was waving at. I laughed so goddamn hard. They go, you're not mad? I go, no, oh my God, I couldn't figure out. Guys, how did I not know it was you? I go, how did I not fucking know it was you?
That's great.
And the other time was they asked me to go upstairs to this place called Fannie Mae. It was like a chocolate place.
Right.
And I get a chocolate. They have chocolate-covered soft pretzels. Doesn't that sound amazing? Doesn't a hard chocolate-covered soft pretzel, the salt. Oh. It doesn't exist.
Oh.
I went upstairs. I go, hey, can I get a chocolate-covered soft pretzel? And they go, no, we don't have that. And I go, as soon as they said it, I go, of course they don't have it. How would you get the chocolate to harden on a soft pretzel?
It doesn't make sense. God, I'm so dumb. That doesn't scientifically make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. You can get hard chocolate on a soft pretzel.
And then they wanted me to make her the banana split. My friend Dale goes, you know what? Make her the banana splits because she wanted it. I go, no, I'm not making it for her. You make it.
There was a prank I wanted my friends to pull on a waitress. It's not really a prank. I don't know what you call it.
Did you know the waitress?
No, this is when we were at Coco Ichibanya for your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So it's our friend Gabe and our friend Alistair.
It's Gabe again. It's Gabe again.
So I wanted Alistair to say, okay, yeah, I'd like this dish, and I'll have it like a 6 heat level. And then I want Gabe to go in and go, no, he'll have level 10. Just real stern. And just see if she responds like, okay, I guess this guy is telling me what to order. And they did it. And then when Gabe went, no, he'll have level 10, Alistair just sunk into like a shell and just like stopped talking. And the waitress was like, oh, shit, what fucking dynamic have I walked in on?
Oh, God.
They started doing that like every time we went to eat after that. They would do that where he'd be like,
you know what's funny?
Alistair would tell him what he wanted beforehand, but then he'd say something else and Gabe would be like, no, he'll have the pancakes. And I was just like, but I want, and he goes, he'll have the pancakes. And the waiter will get what Gabe says.
Did you ever do a bit? Like, I have a few bits I used to do that I wouldn't do anymore because I'm just you know, you're aware of different things. I don't regret doing it. I don't mind telling it. It's just like, oh, yeah, I guess I wouldn't do that anymore. And you know that as you're telling it.
Yeah.
And because me and my friend Meg used to do this bit where, again, almost like embarrassed to tell it because now I realize someone saw us do that. They walked away, and that's the energy it left them with. And she would be at McDonald's, and I would, like, pull her French fries down out of her mouth and go, like, I was very soft about it, but no matter how soft you are, it's evil. But I would be like, come on, you're trying, you know? And then I would eat them. And it made
us... Oh, you wouldn't do that anymore? That's
no,
so funny.
No, because
okay,
I'll tell you why.
To each other.
If somebody,
we have to fucking do that.
If somebody witnessed it, it's the better they are, meaning the more loving they are, the worse it's going to make their day. Mm. And, to be honest, Meg says no. I said I always, and I don't want to just be remembering it that way because it's better. I go, I thought we just did it when like no one was around just for us. She's like, no, we used to, you know, we would make sure we really go out of our way to. But anyway.
That's a great bit. Yeah. I love that.
It was just so subtle. You know, it was so subtle.
We would do something else. Don't we do something
recently,
else?
I feel like.
We had a friend once that we saw not open the door. Like there was a service person coming in and me and my other friend noticed that our friend the third friend did not hold the door. We'd notice it a lot. And then when my friend brought it up, I go, I did notice that. And it was weird because I thought, who the fuck else noticed that? But I noticed it about her. And then we did the bit for the rest of our lives about we would just like, I would like put so many things in my hand and act like I was coming out of the, and she would just slam it in my face nonstop. They're different situations, like on the way to an operating room, nurse, give me force that, just slam it in my face.
There's one we wanted that we hadn't done this yet, but we were talking about it with Chris about like anytime someone says, you know how like comedians would be like, oh, write that down, that's good.
Oh, shit.
But start saying that just about everything anyone says. Yes. And then, but not have a notepad on you, run upstairs to go grab a notepad, come back and go say that exact same thing.
What did I say
about the noodles?
Yeah, it's genius every time.
You know, I do like noodles with butter. Dude, you should write that down.
No, seriously. Can I tell you, hold on, let's do that again. Here we go.
That is a good one.
Oh my God! So I don't know. I just thought I like buttery noodles lately.
Dude, what? Really?
Are you serious?
Really?
Dude, write that down.
Write that down.
Write that down.
Write that down. Write that down. Write that down.
You gotta write that down. You don't understand. You're gonna want to think about that later.
You're gonna forget.
Brilliant.
Out of sight, out of mind.
How did I phrase that? How did I phrase that? Word for word.
Once you put it in writing,
so much it's in the way you say it. It's not the content.
I get it. It's
buttered noodles.
Yeah, they get it. Ba, ba, ba.
We get the bit. We get the bit.
I guess. Yeah. Ba, 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 ba,
ba, ba, ba,
ba, how good can we get at the sound with the instruments we have? Ba, ba, da, 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 ba, ba, da, 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 da. We'll let you lead. Lead in one of your songs that you used to learn, that you learned.
Da, da, da,
da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da. All right, listen. Do you want to try as we go to close? As we go to close, let's take a deep breath. We had fun. It is fun to have food to eat after the podcast. Like, I know we have those vanilla ice cream sandwiches.
Mm.
And they're going to be so good. Nice. Would you eat one? You don't have to eat one.
Yeah, I would.
I would eat one.
I mean, we didn't talk about the Israeli-Palestine conflict.
I know you really wanted to talk about it. You said you had a specific take on it that would.
You said you were going to finally pick a side.
You said it was controversial.
You know what I was
going to
do? But
you said it needed to be said. You said, don't talk me out of it. You said, I'm going to want to get out of it. You said, don't let me. Don't let me get out of this.
That you did the joke on?
The catfish, Gabe. You want to call him?
You want to do an improv song about him? See if
yeah, we'll do Gabe.
So we'll give it a shot because he might listen, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, if we tell him that we talked about him,
his name is Gabe.
Yeah. Gabe Godoy. If that
Gabe
helps.
Gabe Godoy.
That's his real name.
Here we go.
Swear to God.
All right, here we go. This is for Gabe Godoy.
Yeah.
We're gonna improv a song. Here we go.
This is really
you
good.
Want to take it home.
Did you just come up with that?
Thank you. We've been Led Zeppelin. Thank you.
That song was really good. We should write it down before we forget.
Yeah, can you write that?
Can you write
down?
That down before we forget?
Write that down.
That was a great song. What was the first line?
Gabe Godoy. We went.
No, it was Gabe.
No,
first.
It was Gabe.
Oh, second verse was the Gabe Godoy.
Gabe, yes. Oh, second verse. Oh, it was because we went Gabe Godoy.
It was.
And then he went for a while.
Well, then you got to carry the one.
I have nothing left to live for.
What do neighbors think?
Neighbors, what do you think?
That should be my new sitcom.
We think you should quiet down. You're keeping us up.
They actually.
That was them. That wasn't Cameron.
That's all they hear. That was actually them. Well,
all of them at the same time.
We just pissed off Phil and Laura.
I'm hungry. Can I tell you before the show, before you guys got here, a big, large, like, you not Domino's. Like, it looked like it's from a place. Like, you know, like a good box, you can tell. And the guy that was delivering had a chef's hat on. No, I'm kidding about that.
Like on the box?
Like on the box. Yeah, he was holding
the
it
chef
up
had to finally deliver it himself.
I thought, did you order a pizza? So I thought if you did it, it would be paid for. And I knew so I said, is it? And it came all the way into the backyard. And it turned the corner. I was sitting here. He goes, oh, I go, I figured, oh, you must have ordered a pizza.
Sounds
so
like
I
me.
Said, is it paid for? He goes, no. And then I went, I swear to God, I knew it. I go, oh, what's the address? He goes, 1651. Because I knew you would know not to, like, send it ahead of you.
No. I would show up with it. I would take the credit.
Can you imagine if I took it? I could have paid for it. And they didn't get a pizza. And I did.
That's crazy.
I bypassed pizza once. We go. The guy, we could tell he was going to. And we were fucking starving. We hated it. But we got someone's pizza. We knew it wasn't ours.
That's awesome.
It felt so good.
That's revenge pizza, man.
Oh, wait, I'm on the podcast.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, it's recorded forever.
Wait. I didn't. It's okay. But I forgot I was on the podcast.
Wow. This new headphone thing really works for you.
Truth.
Yeah.
Now people know I'm a lying goddamn stealing fucking fuckity fuck. Wow, that's.
I don't want to be a fuckity fuck.
Yeah, no. Just a fuck is fine. But
do you like impersonations?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you do a Johnny Cash? Do your worst Johnny Cash.
It's me, Johnny Cash.
That's good.
No,
it's Johnny Cash. Hello, everybody. I'm Johnny Cash.
Hi, it's me, Johnny Cash. Look at me. I'm Johnny Cash.
How do we close this show? That's the question.
That's
and
true.
I'm not nervous anymore. You know what I do? I make it part of the show. The last segment is we know we're coming to an end.
Right.
Do we all feel heard?
How do we close it?
Yeah.
I always feel better at this point because you can, like, I swear, I don't want someone to leave and think, yeah, it's like 70% he talks about social beliefs. The truth is, it's strong, and then it dissipates, and I just have to get it out.
He doesn't believe in any of it.
I don't believe it. I just say it to get my numbers lower at the clubs.
Yeah.
That's why I...
I think crowds can be too big.
Yeah.
I think a room can be too packed.
I don't want a big crowd.
You don't want it too loud. If the laughs are too loud, you get distracted.
Hurts my ears.
You want just a couple people. You know, you want those people that will listen to
you. Ooh, laughter is grating.
Do you mind a comic, like, when they say a joke and you don't believe it happens? Like, does that bother you as much as it bothers me? Like, when they go...
Honestly, yeah.
Somebody came up to me in the street and they said, no, they didn't. Because you know how I know they're lying sometimes?
Oh, this happened to me yesterday. This is a special. You've been working this material for a year. This didn't happen yesterday.
Yeah, and even if and
other day, other day.
The fact that they have to make it topical makes it even worse. But even if they just say, like, you know, and I'll tell you why. It's not that I don't believe. Like, I don't even want to bring up the two ones that I heard because then you know who the comedian is. But be very careful and don't dig your heels in. You know, if you tell people not to do it, I believe you can grab them. Like, let's say there's someone that has a joke like that in their act, and they happen to hear this podcast.
You won't believe what happened to me yesterday. Someone punched me in the head.
Yeah.
were you being Mike Tyson?
What?
You had the list, but everything. Is that Mike Tyson?
No, I can't tell you who it
Comedians
is.
Comedians used to do... I remember this comedian. He goes, I started doing Mike Tyson, and now everybody's doing him. I go, you know what?
Mike Tyson.
You'll be fine.
Mike Tyson also did it first.
Mike Tyson did it first.
Amen, brother.
Dude, fucking... This is how you play off a podcast.
No, I think we should silly karaoke.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then we'll go to close.
I love that.
Is that cool?
Yeah, what song are we going to do?
Well, I'll tell you what. I could... hold on. Let me go find it.
Silly karaoke Bohemian
Rhapsody. We're going to close. How long have we been going?
125, 36, 37, 38, 39, 30, 40. 125, I was wrong. Sorry. I'm
I
so
want
so
to play one thing if you don't mind. Do you mind?
I do, but I'll let you do it.
I'll let you do it.
You know,
this was a song, to be honest, when nobody was around the other day, I had reverb. I won't do it now because I don't have reverb. But this is, I just had Joe make me a loop because, okay, listen to this. This is, you'll see why. Hold on. I'm sorry. We're going to close. Okay, hold on. Why the fuck can't
it be? That sounded good to me.
It probably isn't even worth it.
It's going to be worth
it.
It's
going to be so good.
It's going to be so good.
It's okay. It's okay. Jackson and I's expectations are like so high right now. It's fine. And we know you blow it. Every time you set our expectations out, you blow us out of the water.
That's true.
So it's fine. We have nothing. You have nothing
to
worry about.
We're going to close. You know it.
Yeah.
This is Tom Jones. Oh. And he is singing in a place called some sound stage. I wasn't talking into the mic. And I'm going to play a little bit of it, and it's good. Man, this guy has just done everything right in his career as far as the way the songs he sings, the way he looks.
Oh, we heard church people say they are in the holy way. There are strange things happening every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Let's see if we can be the backup vocals.
All the way.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
There are strange things happening. Every day.
Every goddamn day.
Goddamn.
Every day. Day, day.
Every day.
Strange things happening. Every day.
Every day.
Now, strange things happening
every day.
Here we go,
every
ready?
Day.
Every day.
We'll get ready.
All right, I'm getting ready.
See how tight we can get it.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
There are strange things happening. Every day. Keep it going.
Every
how,
day.
How much can you keep it going? Bum, 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 bum.
Every
can you keep it going?
Going
can you
keep it going? Day. It's going every day.
It's all,
every day. Ain't forgetting nothing.
Every day.
Happening
every day.
Every day.
Every day.
I love a lady.
Every day.
Every day.
Last week,
now.
Next week, yesterday, tomorrow, also Friday. There are strange things
happening
every day.
It don't matter.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday,
every day.
Every day, something strange happens.
Okay, here's the bit. We hired to do this backup singers. None of us know what the fuck we're doing.
Okay.
But we commit. We'll go out on this.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody. This is the lead singer, but we're like, we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Oh
we just,
God.
We just.
We don't know what the fuck we're doing.
There are strange things
strange
happening
things.
Every day.
Yes, there is.
I saw blue and white.
I
saw green at night.
Whoa,
there are strange things happening
every day.
I'm not paid enough to do this.
Strange.
Solid bone.
No.
Like a dog with five legs.
Strange.
That's so strange.
Things happening every day.
That also includes today.
Every
today,
day.
I mean every day.
Yesterday.
Holidays, Labor Day.
Days off, weekends, weeks.
Weeks.
Months and years.
Oh, stop. We're getting fired.
Did we not do a good job, boss?
Boss, why'd you take us to the back room?
Well, why are you loading that revolver,
sometimes
boss?
Sometimes if I picture just the backup band and they're supposed to do it, it's very much remind me of a bit you would see on I Think You Should Leave. Listen, thank you for coming. I always stop the show abruptly. It's my new style.
I don't like it.
Yeah, what happened to the old Dodd?
The old Todd. Remember the old Todd? He was always so much fun. Everybody's talking about it.
He used to give everybody a $10 bill, a Chris $10 bill.
Yeah, what happened when you gave us $10 after the podcast? You go, hey, get yourself something nice.
Silly karaoke.
But you can't buy anything with 10 bucks anymore.
You can buy if you go to the right stores, you can.
What store are you talking about?
Target. You could probably get yourself like a couple candy bars.
Dude, candy bars are like $20 a pop.
Well, yeah, you said those. How much was those?
I have no idea how much a bar this is.
Guys, we'll leave you with a little Andy Fresco. That was fun. Thank you. Isn't it fun when you don't know what the fuck you just did in the last 2 hours? It's scary. It is scary.
We call it headphone amnesia.
By not having the headphones it changes a lot. I think I'm onto something.
I've been walking down the field line. What's the shame and what's the sin?
Cameron Gavinsky, everybody.
Oh, no.
And Jack Hackett. Jack Fuckstick Hackett.
That's me, Fuckstick Hackett.
Hackett.
We'll go old school Fresco. I know. Todd, you play this song. I have done a lot since then. This song has a little bit of nostalgia to me. My grandmother, blah, blah, blah. I don't have time to write a joke. Chip, write me a joke.
Rock and roll.
Every day.
Strange things happening every day.
Rock and roll.
I'm going to let you guys just, whatever. I'm going to give you the last 60 seconds.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear God. What was in these candy bars?
Oh, my God.
Jack, the podcast is still going. Save it. Don't make it hear you. Stop.
Don't want to let me inside because of COVID.
You know, I'm
so
leaving
I'm shoot
this
my pal.
Okay,
oh, my
you
know. Oh, my God.
Jack, hold it in. Oh, my God. It's leaking out. I'll catch it. I'll catch it so it doesn't get on his nice furniture.
It's
oh, leaking
carpet.
Through my fingers. Oh,
my God.
There's so much.
It burns. It burns.
Oh, my
so
God.
Much.
What did you eat? Why are my hands sizzling?
It's fried chicken in before my decides oh, before because it was so spicy.
It's melting down to the bone.
You have no fingers.
I got no fingers. Your poop melt my hands.
Every day.
Things happening
every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. Every day.
Cameras got poopy fingers every day. Strange things happening every day.
Strange things.
Monday, Tuesday,
take a picture
Wednesday.
Of that. And that's the end of the show, everybody. The last thing you're going to hear is crap. That.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.